After having passed from the darkness of the first zone into the dawn of the second zone and from the dawn of the second into the light of the third, the dweller here is susceptible and conscious of the first touch of a spiritual atmosphere and enjoys the golden and direct rays of the same sun that lights the path for the traveler on the earth with all the beauties that nature displays. In this zone, the soul becomes quickened into an awakening of the many steps of ascension that lies before us. The newborn souls are like infants. They must be watched and taken care of. About the first thing that confronts you is the law of attraction. You will find yourself attracted to some distant scenery, which creates a strong desire to go there, but after your arrival, a sudden fear overcomes you and you wonder how you got there and how can I find my way back. The teacher in whose care you have been placed immediately senses your anxiety and comes to your rescue, teaching you that the same law which took you there will bring you back. The modus operandi is to create a desire through the power of your will to get back. 34. Many times the friends or relatives from this earth realm are strongly thinking of those who have passed on. This powerful vibration attracts them back. All thoughts are vibrations to those who are thinking of them, and again they find themselves attached to the friends and their environment by the power of their thought force, and as they do not yet understand the law, they do not know how to extricate themselves, and again the teacher comes to the rescue. Through such experiences they learn and realize the necessity of understanding the law that governs our being, the power of thought, the law of attraction, and how to master these vibrations and how to master themselves. Their coming and going cannot be prevented, it is a natural law, God's law, not man-made law, hence no one has yet been able to bar the way for the going and the coming, and this law has existed since the beginning of creation and will ever exist. If we understood natural laws, all superstition would vanish. All souls can and do return to this earth realm at will when they understand the law, but through attraction, so long as they do not understand the law. And this is caused by the thoughts sent out by those who are left on this earth realm. There are temples of learning in which the newborn souls are educated. They are taught how to protect themselves and the friends or relatives who attract them back into their atmosphere. They must learn the law of vibration and how to leave a beneficent uplifting influence with all whom they come in contact with. They must learn to realize the sacred privileges through God's laws and thus never to abuse them, but always to use them for the benefit and uplift of other souls. They must learn to travel at will and are privileged to go anywhere they desire and wherever they choose. There is nothing whatever to hinder them from descending through the same path that was open for their going, but none can ascend to higher realms than their soul vibration attracts them. So all are limited in their ascension to the range of their vibration and chemical constituents of their soul, which constitutes their degree of unfoldment. These are facts which the finite mind must sometime realize. Whether we believe them or disbelieve them does not alter the fact. There are absolutely no exceptions and no favors shown in God's kingdom. His laws are immutable and unchangeable, and no man can change God's laws or his plan. So let us wake up and face this issue which concerns us all, and remember that if we go to the world of soul, or as Jesus the Nazarene says, his Father's mansions, then we surely can return in the same path through the same law. Death is but another event of life, a birth into another scene of action in a world where the activity is even greater than that on this earth realm. In this world, we prepare ourselves for something better than we have already attained. Evolution is a slow but sure process, and there are no breaks in the chain, always beginning in either expression just where we left off. We have built our own character, and this is what we take with us. We are today the sum total of all the past plus the present created through our thinking. This is what we call our character. It is this that we take with us, because it is a part of ourselves, in fact is ourself. We change our garments and can overcome self, but we cannot lose ourselves or run away from ourselves. So we must gravitate to a place that is suitable for our habitation and which provides the conditions for the fulfillment of the next step in our life, ere we can ascend to such heights where the requirements are such that we could not in our present state of unfoldment fulfill. God in His wisdom and through His divine love has arranged such places for us, so that every soul will share alike His blessings in the measure that they are adapted for them, and He has provided the opportunity to fit ourselves for the enjoyment of His blessings through His divine plan. And in the world a soul each in his own degree of, 35, consciousness, sings out his praises to the Lord in their temples of worship, each is conscious of his divine presence to the degree of his perception. The interaction of the ethereal world with this material world is as natural as day and night, as natural as life itself, for all are interlinked through the golden threads of divine love, and within these lie the power of attraction, and as we cannot get away from this power, we cannot separate the two worlds, and it is through this interaction that both worlds are sustained. This power grows stronger as we advance to higher degrees of consciousness, as then we have a clearer vision of the reality of our kinship with each other and everything in the universe and with Him who is the Father over all. Humanity must learn to realize that all the harm and danger that has ever manifested itself in either world has been directly caused through their thinking and has always been promulgated in the finite mind. These vibrations reach out to the world of soul, especially are the first, second and third zones affected by these thought vibrations, and within these thought vibrations lies the power of attraction, which no mortal mind can change except through your thinking. It is through your thinking that you attract all the disagreeable circumstances and the undesirable beings on this earth realm. It is through your thinking that you create all the agreeable and disagreeable circumstances and conditions of life. It is through your thinking that you attract agreeable or disagreeable conditions from the lower zones of the world of soul. It is through your thinking that you retard the growth of the excumate souls in these lower belts. All the dangers and all the mistakes that have ever existed have come through our mortal minds. Every secret thought has its vibration and power of attraction. Every scandal, vice, fraud, theft, and crime that you read about in your daily papers sends out a vibration of its own kind, and you attract to you of like quality, and if you become aware of its results you blame the world of soul or the disembodied souls whom you have attracted, in fact drawn into your atmosphere, and hold them there, just like the magnet that picks up the nail and hugs it close. So your thoughts are the magnetic power which attracts to you and holds to you either the good or the evil. Evil is only undeveloped good. If you wish to elevate yourself and this material world, then change your thinking. Elevate your thoughts. Refuse to waste your time reading news that create destructive vibrations, and determine to send forth the thoughts that produce constructive vibrations. As you send forth constructive vibrations, you not only elevate yourself, but you are educating and assisting the invisible beings all around you, and by we would not have a dark zone. These excarnate intelligences are only invisible because you are not attuned to their vibration. Just remember, every mortal, no matter what his degree of intelligence may be in the mortal body, he is of that same degree of consciousness, same degree of intelligence when he has left the physical body to function in his soul body. His memory, his power of activity is just as intense as it was while functioning in his mortal body. No one has ever yet been able to get away from the reality of these facts by denying them. Every mortal would be instrumental in clarifying and purifying the conditions of this earth realm, if we would face these facts with a clear conscience and be as careful of our secret thoughts and acts as we are of those which we voice. Then this earth would become fit for democracy, and justice and righteousness would prevail on this earth realm. None can abide on this earth realm definitely. All must make the change called death sometime. Any hour or any day may be your time to make the transition, and if you do not recognize God's law and His plan while encased in this physical body, you must face these, 36, facts when you pass from this scene of activity into the next. Absolutely nothing to prevent it. Therefore, let us be one to help uplift the world rather than retard its growth through our prejudices, our superstition, negligence, hypocrisy and egotism, and thus uplift ourselves, which would be a natural result. The reaction of our actions, which would broaden our vision, intensify our intuition and perception. The time is close at hand when the dark, dense clouds which have hovered over the earth for so many years will gradually disappear and humanity will see the light that radiates from a divine source, and those who are ready will absorb the wisdom that flows so freely from the heavenly kingdoms, as was the case in the days of the Atlanteans, who had direct communication with the dwellers of the heavenly and divine kingdoms, and these were the most highly advanced people of any who ever dwelled on this earth, whose records disappeared under the waves of the Atlantic Ocean but are preserved in the soul world. Just at this time, more than ever before in the history of the world, has it become necessary to arouse ourselves into a recognition of these facts, as we cannot hinder the millions of newborn souls who have been cast into the world of soul through this terrible war, through accidents, epidemics, fire, and other causes from coming back. They will be attracted here through their relatives and friends and other causes. We have nothing to fear, but it behooves us to send out the right vibrations, through the right thinking, and thus assist them and protect ourselves. Ignorance is the most deplorable condition in our world. Ignorance of God's laws has created egotism, selfishness, and all the mistakes that the human family has been guilty of. A few of the newborn souls who were cast out through the war have been placed in this zone, but not many. There is much need for education and spiritual uplift in the lower zones. Now let us wander out once more to investigate the different parts of this zone. As we stroll along, our attention is attracted to a lonely spot at the extreme point of the road from which we started. As we draw closer, our curiosity is aroused at the sight of the many souls standing on guard of a certain corner of this lonely, barren, uncultivated tract. On investigation, we find here exists a colony of men who call themselves a brotherhood, consisting of about 3,000 men. These souls have been living here in darkness under the delusion that woman is the downfall of man, as you will find it so stated in portions of the scriptures, and that if man took unto himself a wife, he could not enter the kingdom of heaven. These men were married, had their families while here on this mortal plane, and when they passed out of the physical body into the world of soul, they expected to find God and the heaven which had been indelibly imprinted upon their minds. When they did not find anything to correspond with what they were taught to expect, they concluded they were here in waiting because they had disobeyed God's law by marrying and connecting with woman. So they decided to keep away from woman the rest of their days. Woman could not come near them, they would not tolerate her in any way whatever. They settled in this lonely spot all by themselves. They built a little hut of one room, front porch, bare floors, board wall and ceiling. Each had a hut of their own. These were close together in rows with a narrow street between each row. Here they did their own cooking, attended to their own duties. Neither man nor woman could ever go near. Only those of the same faith and belief gravitated into that atmosphere. Their souls had become bitter through the chemicalization of their own thoughts and beliefs, and these vibrations saturated everything around them, even their food. This brotherhood has existed for hundreds of years in this zone, in that very spot, unmolested except by those who from time to time tried to show them the right way. 37. This colony was guarded by their own kind 3 and 4 rows deep all around, so that no one could enter except their own. They never ventured out of this enclosure, never investigated the surroundings or communicated with anyone, only their kind. From time to time the higher intelligences tried to gain admittance, tried to get a hearing that they might gain their confidence and thus awaken them out of their darkened conditions, never succeeding in their attempts. Finally, a few years ago, Dr. Sharp, the intelligence from the 7th zone, determined to show them the light and rouse them out of their lethargy. These souls from the 7th zone are brilliantly illuminated, radiating a most wonderful power. Their vibrations are an uplifting influence where'er they go. This powerful soul gained admittance, assuring them of God's wonderful plan of unfoldment and of His love and power manifested throughout nature, as well as in the soul of man. And that if they will only tear asunder the veil of delusion, that was hiding the realities of life from their view, they would be happier and would in time progress to the beautiful heavenly mansion from whence he came, also assuring them of his assistance on their march of progression. As he left their midst, One went with him to investigate and then another and another until in the course of a year the colony had disbanded and were on their way towards the eternal day. Things now presented themselves in their consciousness as never before and they were on their way rejoicing, grateful and thankful for the awakening. Man being the positive, aggressive, conquering element lacks the finer qualities that woman possesses. She being the conservative element is naturally more refined. One could almost imagine the condition of mind these individuals possessed after living in seclusion these many years, never mingling even in thought with the finer vibrations. Just think how much these souls had to overcome after their awakening. This is only one example of the effects upon the soul of the misconceptions caused by the various erroneous teachings of the mortal mind. These ideas become indelibly impressed upon our consciousness and retard the growth of the soul for many years. As every action has its reaction, a great responsibility rests with those who promulgate the individualized and usually commercialized centers with their delusions. Now, as we extend our amble back in another direction, towards the center of the city, we are thrilled with the most exquisite peals from the most beautiful chimes, whose vibrations penetrate every atom of our being, which quicken the soul into praises for the joy of these charming sweet vibrations. These are heard from day to day, ringing out far and wide, and many on this mortal plane have heard the echoes of these soft harmonious strains as they resounded from this magnificent cathedral situated near the center of this city. As we recline upon the grass of some beautiful nook, or sit on the stone steps leading to a ravine below, or perhaps under the spreading branches of some beautiful tree with its white blossoms, the echo is heard coming from great distances like a divine message for the soul. In this zone, the teachers gather these vibrations, bottle them and preserve them for use as the conditions demand. All work here is done through vibrations and the law of vibration. In fact, nothing can be accomplished except through the right vibration. As we were strolling through the second zones, we found many churches for worship and we had no trouble in finding one which harmonized with our special belief or our so-called science or in fact any type of worship we desired. But ere we left the second zone, a clearer vision dawned upon our consciousness and we no longer entertained beliefs. Within our soul had been kindled a desire for facts. We have discarded the dense garment that obstructed our vision and as the veil of delusion has been lifted, we see ourselves and our requirements in a different light. So we are not surprised to find no churches here as they are no longer a necessity. 38. Our various beliefs are becoming unified through our experiences and education of facts as seen in nature. And as we are here receiving our first lessons in spiritual chemistry, it has a wonderful effect upon our dormant consciousness and we feel no hesitancy in our new form of worship. In fact, it all seems so strange that we had not seen the light before. We are so joyful and thankful for the broader vision. How much more exhilarating and uplifting are the wonderful services conducted by masters of wisdom in this zone, whose spiritual analogy is so simplified that all may absorb its facts, and their praises to the Lord are so effectual that the soul longs for these vibrations and longs to be awakened into still higher degrees of consciousness. When we once get a full taste of these vibrations that are the elixir of life, we anxiously await our turn to enter the temples of learning for our instructions. We anxiously wait to be in the presence of these divine masters and teachers whose illumination and flow of knowledge is a great uplift. Their tender kindly interest with the divine love that radiates from their soul permeates these temples and all who enter here realize in a greater degree God's wisdom. In this zone you will find the first library, as in the second zone we had only reading rooms. Here we have a library of many thousand volumes upon various subjects, treating of the elementary substance in every branch and along every line, as it must be remembered here we are just beginning to assimilate spiritual food. Our methods and requirements of education of the earth realm are not altogether conducive for soul unfoldment. Since natural laws confront us in every direction in the ethereal world, our education must begin along these lines. Among the books which you will find in this library will be such as will reveal the language of the flowers, the silent thinkers. Each has a language of its own radiating its own vibrations. Here the teachers will take you out where there are fields of flowers and teach you how to paint them in your own color vibrations. Here you learn that you vibrate with the flowers and that you are radiating your own particular color or shade. As you take notice of the leaves and petals, you will find God's sacred numbers expressed in the various kinds. The ancient mystics called them sacred numbers. You will come in contact with many who are well advanced in the various arts as dwellers of this zone. You will note their artistic temperament in their attire and mode of living. You can immediately distinguish an artist from any other class of intelligences. In their ordinary requirements, the dwellers of this zone dress very much as our well-groomed people do here, dressing in the colors and styles suited to their individual tastes. If you were invited into their beautiful art building, you might sit for hours and hours looking at the wonderful productions, many of which have been handed down to this earth. Here you will find scenery from the higher zones which were painted by the masters in the fifth zone. Most wonderful pictures of noted personages, masterpieces of the various messiahs, statuary in full form and busts of various artists, poets, scientists and philosophers. There are various apartments in this building and all art is classified according to the degree of perfection. All of these exhibitions are to prepare the mind for that which will in time be unfolded and for that which they will meet as they enter into higher and higher conditions of life or degrees of unfoldment. This gives them some conception of the sublime beauties of the heavenly kingdoms beyond, informing their minds of the wonderful souls who preceded them in their journey through this world of soul and who have prepared their way and thus have lightened their path. 39. As we take a trip to some of the mountains, we find many indentations in the sides of the mountains where the soil and rock has broken away and the river beds or streams have changed their course, some entirely dried up, all caused by the many convulsions of this planet. And as you row along in their boats or sit on the banks of their lakes and streams, you may find amusement in watching the fish of various kinds, but these are not caught and used. No life is molested in the world of soul, you could not destroy them. All animals in these zones are a necessity, they are the outburst of these vibrations. All animals gravitate to a center of their own where in due time they will again manifest in other forms. On a very attractive elevation you will see a large white structure beautifully surrounded with flowers of various kinds, roses, violets, lilies of the valley in great profusion and other kinds and varieties. In this temple are rooms fitted up for various conditions which the human family are heir to. For instance, if you are suffering from exhaustion you can be brought here where you would be placed in a room of a solid mass of roses, exquisite pink roses. This beautiful structure is called the Temple of Hope. Here your spirit absorbs the vibrations which are aglow with life, in fact, are life itself. You absorb these like a sponge until your soul has become quickened with its recuperative power. These roses will never wilt or die, but are always fresh and alive, radiating their aroma and vibration. Many mortals have been brought here and cured, then returned to function in their physical body. Some have been conscious of this treatment, others never know what cured them. One room is fitted up in the same way in violets. There are various apartments or rooms fitted up for the various conditions. The essence or aroma of these flowers are a magical healing balm. In another attractive spot in the center of a beautiful grove is a temple for worship with wings built on either side a porch and steps leading up this porch. These wings on the side are fitted up with apartments for healing. This temple was built for the purpose of relieving the unfortunate who meet with accidents on this earth, and who will continue to function in their physical body. The spirit is brought here and carefully placed on a couch where it is treated by the best healers in the world of soul. These healers are intelligences who have progressed to higher realms but descend to this zone to relieve and care for the individuals who are brought here. Only those who will return to this earth to again function in their physical body can be taken to this temple. After they have been treated, they pass through a door that leads onto a platform that is in the center of this hall, which is used for worship. Here on such occasions many intelligences flock to greet the mortal who was healed in their healing apartment. It is a rare occurrence for the disembodied souls to be privileged to greet an individual who visits this realm, as comparatively few are brought here. While there are many on the earth who are conscious of the presence of the disembodied and are sufficiently unfolded to see the thousands of souls who are constantly traveling back and forth, this temple is called the Temple of Mercy. Then we find here another temple where those who have made the change called death are taken to be treated. These are individuals who have suffered for many years and suffered much, which has left its effects upon the soul. This temple is called the Temple of Life. Such must be treated ere they can be active in this world of soul where the activity is so intense. So here they are tenderly taken care of and the shattered aura is quickened into perfect equilibrium. Then after your first spiritual bath you are ready to pick up the threads and start where you left off when you left the physical body. If on this mortal plane you are a student of natural law, seeking to evolve higher degrees of consciousness, learning the power of thought, the law of attraction and the law of vibration, 40, not for any selfish purpose but for the uplift of the soul and those whom you come in contact with, if you have come to a realization of these facts, you will be eligible for this third zone and will find your name registered in the registration room in this beautiful cathedral. When you make the change called death or are born into the world of soul, you will not be a stranger in a strange land, but will be tenderly and kindly greeted by the teachers and helpers of this zone. Such is the law as carried out in the world of soul. With the foregoing before us, you can readily see that all who make the effort to live a spiritual life, evolving the attributes of the soul while yet in the physical body are preparing themselves for higher and better conditions in the ethereal world. The weary traveler now beholds the rising glory of the sun which ne'er again can cast its shadow along his path in any rung. The songs of praise reverberate from every living tongue who now in joyful harmony send forth their melody in song. The weary traveler now beholds the wisdom in our Father's plan and hasten to ascend beyond the realm where he can see the marks of time that left their imprint on his soul vanish as the light within begins to shine, gradually revealing facts untold as he the ladder does climb. 41. The fourth zone, the musical belt of the ethereal world. 300,000 miles from our earth realm. O Fatherhood, O Motherhood, Thou who art the essence of all life and light, lead us and enlighten us that we may know the work that is destined for us in this life's journey of hidden mysteries and grant that in all we think and do we may radiate a power for good, a power to uplift mankind into a consciousness of Thy being, into a realization of our at-oneness with Thee. When you have become eligible to enter this zone, about the first thing that you indulge in is a spiritual bath. Such a thing is not known on this earth. Between the fourth and the fifth zone is a beautiful lake whose surface is so smooth that its reflections are like that of a perfect mirror. This lake has most wonderful medicinal properties and here you are taken for a plunge in this marvelous lake whose medicinal properties dissolve or cause the coarse low material vibrations which are like black cobwebs hanging to the soul to slough off. These cobwebs, wrinkles and sharp lines which impress themselves on our features are caused by our thinking, our emotions and actions. In other words, our thoughts, acts and deeds are registered in the soul and leave their imprint upon the physical body. After you have taken your bath in this magical lake and see yourself reflected in its mirror, you do not recognize yourself as you now stand here in the full bloom of youth. Your wrinkles, your strong lines, your scars or defects of any kind are all gone. Your soul has been cleansed of a cloudy garment of cobwebs, the material vibrations of your own creation. Now one more burden has been lifted from your being. You feel lighter, freer, your countenance now portrays a smile of satisfaction. Your soul can now radiate its light as never before. Your vision is clearer, as another veil has been lifted, or some of the obstructions have been removed, enabling you to now perceive that which was hidden from view by these dense material vibrations around you. You now bow in submission and meekness, quickened with divine love, ready to continue your journey of ascension. Here we have for consideration four very important features. This is the first zone in which we find the children. Second, it is a great musical belt where many compositions are written. where every soul learns that he vibrates with a certain key in the musical scale, that certain rates of vibrations have already been unfolded from within. He learns to know his real place in nature, to what he is attuned and why he is so attuned and how to attune himself to still higher rates of vibration. This in itself is a most marvelous revelation. He sees the vibrations with its colors and analyzes their chemical constituents. Here he sees the possibility of the chemist becoming an alchemist, and ere he leaves this wonderful belt for the next in the scale of ascension, he will have transmuted many of the grosser elements of his own nature into the purer qualities or higher vibrations.